Hello and welcome to RCGP Perspectives, peer-to-peer conversations digging into everything and anything general practice. This week, we've got a series of special guest episodes for you, focusing on well-being. These were recorded before the COVID-19 pandemic, but are tailored to give you some tools to help support your own well-being in these difficult times.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Alka Patel. This podcast is brought to you on behalf of the RCGP Wellbeing Committee to give you the space to reflect on your well-being, the tools to value self-care, and the actionable steps you can take to enhance your joy at work. We know life is busy, so each podcast will be a short light bite for you to be able to absorb with ease into your day. This week's topic is how to create a healthy work environment. So how much time do you actually spend at work? An average day for most working adults generally incorporates 8 hours at work, 8 hours at home, and 8 hours sleeping. But we all know that invariably work encroaches on sleep and home, with many of us spending over a third to half of our working age lives either at work or working. So whilst we think of a healthy lifestyle as something that happens outside of work, given the large chunk of life we spend at work, our work environment clearly needs to be aligned to our mental and physical well-being. But we're getting far too comfortable being comfortable. Most of us will drive to work, park in the staff car park as close to the entrance as possible, then sit at our desks for most of the day, pressing a buzzer to call patients in. We spend many hours looking short distances at our computer screens. We grab a bite to eat at our desks and drink tea and coffee throughout the day. Then we drive back home and repeat the next day. So let's just take a look at a few aspects of health and apply them to our workplace. Exercise, we know, is key to health. 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity is what we recommend to our patients, together with 2 days of strength training and 2 days of balance training, as per public health's current guidance. So why not build in some of this during the working day? Leaving the surgery for a 20-minute walk may be the last thing on your mind when you're trying to get through the mound of scripts and letters, but getting out into natural light increases productivity. So it's well worth blocking off a 20-minute slot on your appointment screen and writing "taking a walk" in the slot. Thought about a standing desk? How about keeping a pair of dumbbells in the under-the-sink cupboard for a few reps between surgeries? Let's think about sleep. 7 to 8 hours is the critical level for memory, efficiency, and energy. But what's your work culture? Are emails still being sent at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, midnight? Is there an expectation to respond immediately and be constantly available? If so, then change the culture. Take pride in digital detox from work after 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. Don't let the last thing you do before you go to bed be responding to one more email, because good quality sleep needs your mind to be decluttered. And food. Mindful eating. Are you savouring the texture, smell and taste of your food whilst at work, or is it grabbing a sandwich to bite on whilst looking at path results? Try and take protected time to eat. Add it to your appointment diary if needed, and eat with the rest of the team. So, how about a plan for the week? 15 minutes a day dedicated to being healthy at work. Mindful Monday. 15 minutes of a guided group meditation. These can easily be found online, or try the Headspace or Calm or Just Breathe app. Tone Up Tuesday. 15 minutes of simple office-based exercises that don't need any lycra or equipment. 1 minute stand-up sit-downs, 1 minute wall sits, 1 minute calf stretches, 1 minute seated leg raises, 1 minute personal handshakes, and repeat times 3. Walking Wednesday, everybody outside for a 15-minute walk together. Thoughtful Thursday, share 3 good things that have happened that week. and Foodie Friday, no computers or meetings whilst eating. So there you go, a healthy working week. Please do take a look at the show notes and additional resources on the GP wellbeing pages on the RCGP website at www.rcgp.org.uk.
Another huge thanks to Dr. Alka Patel and the RCGP Wellbeing Group. That was the last episode in our little mini-series, so we hope you've enjoyed this focus on wellbeing and that you've got some practical tips to try today. We'll be back with more of our usual GP chats soon, getting your perspectives on what matters to you, so watch out for those. See you next time. Thanks for listening.